Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An Azusa Pacific University chaplain has become the biggest prop for the LGBT agenda, even testifying before a committee in California in support of a resolution that is a radical LGBT agenda. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, to set this up, the California Assembly passed a resolution authored by Assemblyman Evan Lowe. It's called ACR 99. It calls on religious leaders and others with, quote, moral influence, close quote, to affirm homosexuality and so-called transgenderism, and to accept that Christian efforts to help people with unwanted same-sex attraction or gender confusion are, they say, ineffective, unethical, and even harmful. Well, this resolution, Matt, does not have the force of law, but it could be persuasive for some policymakers. In fact, last year, we actually worked with a coalition of other organizations to stop a very radical bill pushed by the same person, Evan Lowe, that wanted to actually ban any counseling for unwanted same-sex attraction or gender confusion, including for adults, that also would ban portions of religious literature, including the Bible, on this very topic. Fortunately, that ultimately was stopped. So Lowe comes back this year with a resolution, a non-binding resolution, and he actually calls upon the religious leaders to actually follow suit with his radical LGBT agenda and promote it. Well, you would think that you wouldn't get any person of so-called influence from the Christian community to side with him. And unfortunately, Dr. Kevin Manoa is an Azusa Pacific University chaplain and the former head of the National Association of Evangelicals, and he testified in favor of this resolution.
Yeah, unbelievable. And Dr. Manoa here is calling God a liar. He is saying, you know, you think of 1 Corinthians 6:11, where it speaks expressly about people who are trapped in a lifestyle of among other things, homosexual sin, and that people can find through Christ freedom from that. It says, and such were some of you, and such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. And I would question Dr. Manoa, how do you reconcile your pagan activism here, which is what it is, with the Word of God that are completely at odds? He can't reconcile those two.
You know, guys, love and tolerance are not synonymous. Love cares deeply. You know, tolerance does not, could care less. You know, Matt, you recently celebrated with Anita a milestone anniversary, right? I could imagine you giving her a card that says, I tolerate you. That would not go over well. You know, you love her. And that is why God's love calls people to repentance and change and freedom. And so what Manoa is doing is a great disservice to the church. He has soiled the church in this respect, and a disservice to those people that are actually struggling in this lifestyle, to show them that, yes, you can have freedom in Christ. And to those who have come out of the lifestyle, you know, it's like telling them they're liars. They possibly couldn't have changed.
Yeah, he wrote a letter, and he submitted it, and he testified before the Judiciary Committee in favor of this resolution. And in his letter, he wrote, quote, on behalf of some Christian pastors and church leaders, I write to express various levels of support for the resolution ACR 99 dealing with conversion therapy and LGBTQ persons, close quote. His contradictory letter also expressed commitment to, quote, ministry in the name of Jesus Christ, rooting in the Bible as God's word, close quote. However, he didn't explain how Christian beliefs differ with Lowe's views on human sexuality, or how he could support a resolution condemning Christian efforts to help those with unwanted same-sex attraction or gender confusion. He does a huge disservice, and he is a chaplain, a spiritual advisor of Azusa Pacific University, which is a so-called Christian university.
Well, he doesn't explain how the Christian beliefs differ with this resolution in the issues of sexuality, condemning Christian efforts to help those people struggling in the lifestyle.
Well, you know, Matt, last year, or several months ago, I think it was last year when...
Last year, yeah.
Some of the leadership of Azusa Pacific decided that they were going to change their non-discrimination policies to include sexual orientation and gender identity. This is a Christian university. And the Board of Trustees eventually overruled that, said that's not our policy. But there were some people in the leadership that wanted to go that way. So what's happening at Azusa Pacific University is a concern. That's where they wanted to go in terms of the high-level leadership that runs the day-to-day operations. Fortunately, the Board of Trustees stepped in. I know some people even resigned over that.
Yeah.
But now you got the chaplain, not just an individual, but the chaplain of the entire university. He's the spiritual advisor. He counsels people. He's the spiritual advisor of the entire university. The former head of the NAE, the National Association of Evangelicals, which has gone liberal for so many years anyway. They want to push climate change or immigration, but they don't want to say anything about abortion or marriage. I mean, they've gone off and compromised for many years, and he's been the former head of that, so that makes sense. You know, he's probably in that same mindset of compromising Christianity. And then he comes out and he publicly testifies in this situation. Yet, I bet he's not talked to people who have, like, Walt Heyer. Has he actually sat down and talked with or called Walt Heyer, who actually is a resident and, or, you know, he will sit down and talk with you anywhere. There's people that he could be put in touch with that are doctors, counselors, practitioners in California that can tell him what goes on in a counseling session, people that have been helped immensely by counsel, who have come back from the brink of self-harm or even suicide because their identity has been so damaged, and yet they've gone through counseling and biblical counseling and help and support, and they have changed radically through that process. But he doesn't sit, he doesn't want to talk to them, apparently.
He just goes out
and he spouts out this this information. So obviously he's not consulting the Bible, and he's not consulting the people who are actually involved in these issues.
No, he doesn't want to be confused with the facts. He has aligned himself with the radical LGBT agenda and their demands. And, you know, the Bible is amazing. The living word of God says there's nothing new under the sun. I'm reminded here of Galatians 5:9, a New Living Translation. It says that false teaching is like a little yeast that spreads through the whole batch of dough. You think of the universe. You think of Manoah, you think of the false teaching that they are engaging in, and it has the potential here. And that's the goal. That's the design, to get so-called Christian leaders to engage in this false teaching. That little bit of yeast spreads through and ruins the whole batch of dough. That's what they're trying to do.
And, you know, your illustration makes me think of the pastors that are out there in that area that are truly ministering to people that are struggling in the lifestyle, that are truly biblically based. And this totally just throws the whole wrench in their ministry.
Well, more than two dozen doctors, counselors, former homosexuals, and Christian leaders signed a letter condemning the resolution. They say it violates religious freedom. We were part of that pushback against this resolution.
A couple of clients have signed that.
Have signed onto that letter. And the letter in part says religious leaders have the constitutionally protected right to teach religious doctrines in accordance with their faith, and politicians have no right to tell clergy what is moral, dictate the content of their sermons, or instruct them in religious counseling, the letter states. It goes on to say, religiously traditional parents, pastors, faith-based ministries, and therapists are uniquely able to assist individuals who experience unwanted same-sex attraction or unwanted gender incongruence. Politicians should not take away the freedom to attain their help. And, you know, so the resolution passed in the state assembly. Again, it's non-binding, but it's California as a state putting itself on the wrong side of religious freedom and certainly on this issue itself. We need to continue to remain vigilant in this and other areas. The Equality Act that we have been opposing would actually mandate everything that's in this resolution and much, much more. I encourage you to go to lc.org or lcaction.org and sign the petition opposing the Equality Act. It's a federal proposed law, and that would have drastic consequences if passed. Go to lc.org or lcaction.org, sign the petition, and let your friends know about this as well so that your voice can be heard in our nation's capital on this important issue.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.